Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, she is sponsored by Nishmas Haim Be'ak Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah is starting from Amud Aleph, going into Amud Bey, speaks about a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyrin, an Eved who was released half, and he cannot marry, not a Shivcho, not a Bas Choyrin, so he forced his master to release him, because we have the Pasuk, Lo Yisoyu Biro L'Shevis Yitzhar, because Shmuel did not create the world to be empty, but for people to live there, to inhabit it, to grow, to have children. Toys brings over here, we also have a mitzvah of Pruvu. So what about Pruvu? So Toys says the Pruvu, because of Pruvu, we will not force the Adon to release the Evet. And the Pashta says because he was honest. He's what can he do? A person is not able to keep a mitzvah. He's not able to keep a mitzvah. But when you come to Loisoyu Bero, Loisheva Sitzara, this mitzvah, then that's a big mitzvah that you do have to release a slave in order for him to be able to fulfill it. And the question is, the obvious question is, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference between Pruvu and Loisor Biro L'Sheves Yitzara? Why Pruvu is not enough of a mitzvah to release a slave, and Loisor Biro L'Sheves Yitzara is enough of a mitzvah to release a slave? So if Yosef Engel, and his Sefer Asvan D'Oraisa Klal Yud Gimel, says a Gevaldik Pshat, says the Pshat is like this. There's a difference between Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Mokoyim and Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveiru. Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Mokoyim, when a person is forced, he can't do it. Because Shmuel is not asking for somebody to do something he's not able to do. Oy Nisr Chmona Patri. So the Torah requires a person to keep mitzvahs. But if he's honest, he's potter from the mitzvah. But that works only Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Mokoyim. Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveiru doesn't work that way. If a person owes money to his friend, he can't say, I'm honest, I can't pay you back. He still owes it. There's no such thing that because of mitzvah b'adam l'chaver, a person has an excuse of being honest. Because even if he's honest, he still has the obligation to his friend. And to explain a little bit more what Hasan D'Oraisa says, let's bring over here with Yadua, based on the Paiskim, that we know that mitzvah shebin adam l'chaver, it's something that belongs to the friend. It's not only a mitzvah that is a mitzvah klal pishmaya, that a person is obligated on himself towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he has a certain chiyuv towards his friend. That's why the friend can be moichel. Pi halacha, a friend can be moichel on what he's obligated to do to him. And furthermore, before Yom Kippur, a person can ask tshuva in Yom Kippur for all the averus, except mitzvah shebin adam l'chaveiru, that he has to be miratzes chaveiru. Because the friend has, he has his own bailus, ownership on his mitzvahs. And with this, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, he always used to say, if you look at the Torah, you see the Torah is divided. Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Mokoyim and Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveir. The mitzvah is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mitzvah is between us and our friends. Why don't you divide the Torah to other segments? Why don't you say there's a Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Migdosh, which the person has between him and Beis HaMigdosh? Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because all the mitzvahs are included in Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Mokoyim. So why Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveir stands on its own? But the Pshat is the same idea. Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveiru is not only an obligation klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveiru, a person is responsible towards his friend. There's a certain segment of mitzvahs that the one who is receiving the mitzvah and is responsible for the mitzvah is the friend. He has the koyach to be moichel, he has the koyach to allow it, and the relationship is between us and the friend, not between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Yosef Engel says. Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Mokoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oyin Zachmone Patri. But Mitzvah Shebin Adam L'Chaveiru, we're obligated to our friend. The friend never potter us for oinus, so that still exists. Says Rav Yosef Engel, that's a pshat in our sugya. The mitzvah pruvu is between us like a rishbo. If a person is onus, like this eved who's half released, oinus achone patri. But the mitzvah of loisoyu biro l'sher is yitzara, the mitzvah to populate the world, that's not a mitzvah shebin adam l'mokim, says Rav Yosef Engel. That's a mitzvah shebin adam l'chaveiru. We as a society, as human beings, need to make sure that the world be populated. We need to make this world a mokum yishuv, that people will benefit and enjoy each other. It's a responsibility b'nei adam l'chaveiroi. So that's why even a chatzi yehavet chetzav ben choyim who's onus is still obligated in it. That's why you force the master to release him, because in mitzvah b'nei adam l'chaveiroi you do not have the excuse of oines, and you need to make sure this person gets married. This is the gevaldik chiddush of Yosef Engel, that in mitzvah b'nei adam l'chaveiroi you don't have the concept of oines rachmona patri. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.